broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
All right. What's up, fellas?
Hey, we made it back.
Man, you know what? I was this close.
Again?
I was this close to being like, you know what? They don't deserve 2 weeks in a row.
Tell the listeners how much they don't deserve 2 weeks in a row.
They don't deserve 2 weeks in a row.
That's fucked up.
He's like, shit. I just said it.
Just tell them how much they don't deserve.
I'll say it again.
That's fucked up.
You know what? I'm going to post something up on my Instagram and be like, y'all don't deserve 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I don't remember if I had told you, but I was thinking like, man, like what if every listener were to donate like $1 a month, right?
Dang, we have like $4 every month.
we can fucking split a slice of pizza shit from Costco.
At least, right?
No, but then I was like, lately I'm like, I go, man, if that idea would have gone through, they would have thought they owned us. Ooh. For a fucking dollar. They would have been like, we paying $1 and you guys aren't fucking recording?
Where the fuck is Barlow's?
They'll find you.
He ran away with your dollar.
Yeah.
He ran away with the money.
Yeah. I was able to afford an OnlyFans now. OnlyFans subscription shit. Fuck. $1. Yeah. Man, that doesn't buy me shit anymore.
Really?
Fuck that shit.
What can you buy with $1 now?
With $1? Fuck.
Can you still get a Jumbo Jack with $1?
Nah.
No,
not even. Not a Jumbo Jack. It's probably like a Junior. Like a Junior
what's
something.
A, what's but a Junior? Like
it's kind of like a little Junior Bacon Burger.
Let me see with the hands. Let me see.
About this?
That looks little.
About 5 inches around.
Okay. Wait.
That's the size of a Shake Shack burger, isn't it?
Shake Shack's is a scam, right?
Hell yeah. It has to be.
And it's like super expensive, huh?
Fuck, I spent, I think on myself, was like $25 to $27.
Holy, just for the yourself?
Burger, fries, and a Coke.
Oh, and a Coke.
And a Coke?
And a Coke. Fuck. $27, I think it was.
No.
And they still wanted a tip. I was like,
nah,
fuck you.
Fuck out of here.
Should have showed them the tip of your penis. Goddamn. Dude, no, and that's like ridiculous. But nothing is $1 anymore. Like, I think even that would still be like $1.50.
I think the drunk tacos are still $1.
Okay.
Right? I think so.
The Jack ones?
Yeah. I think the Jack and Box tacos are still $1.
You know what? Maybe. Because I think they have like the monster tacos that are like $1.49.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe the other ones are still two for
$1. Two for $1, yeah.
But yeah, man, they used to be that dollar menu. Nobody has a dollar menu anymore. They call it the value menu just so that they don't have to do the dollar stuff.
Yeah, because you can't even get a McDonald's cheeseburger or even a double cheeseburger for $1 anymore.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they're like $2, $3, $2.50, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were 39 cents?
Yes. God. I was like 1 year old, I think, at that moment.
Dude, those were good times, man. It was 20 cents for a hamburger.
29.
And 29 cents.
No, 29 cents for a hamburger.
29 cents hamburger, 39.
Yeah.
For the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever go in there and buy like 20 of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time. No, right?
Yeah, we used to walk out with the bags. Yeah, and you know what? I don't know if it was around that same time that they had the bucket o' fries.
You remember that?
I remember the bucket o' fries. I don't know if Barlos remembers that, but.
Man, I thought I was going crazy because I would ask people like, hey, remember the bucket o' fries? They're like, what are you talking about?
They don't remember that shit.
They don't remember it. They had a bucket o' fries, bro.
Like a plastic bucket?
No, it was like a big cup.
It was like a miniature KFC bucket?
No. It was like the big gulp cup.
Yeah, it was like a 64-ounce cup, let's say. And they would just fill it with fries, bro. It was amazing. And it was cheap.
I think
I forgot how much it was, but it was very reasonable.
It must have been like at least less than $5 then.
Oh, way less.
Oh,
that was probably like $2, if
oh,
that.
Oh, what the hell?
If that.
To me, McDonald's, the best thing about McDonald's has to be the fries. Yeah. The next best thing is the ice cream, but the ice cream fucking, what do you call that? The
machine's always broken.
The machine's always broken. What the fuck?
No, that's
people say that's a lie.
That's not the ice cream machine. It's the McFlurry.
The mixer?
Yeah, I think that's the one that's always broken, right?
Well, yeah, the soft serve comes out of the same machine, and they always say it's broken, but you know why?
Why?
Because these motherfuckers hate to clean it.
They don't want
to
clean it at the end of the day.
Because you have to clean it every single day, or else it starts growing mold. And these motherfuckers.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, they refuse to clean it, so they just say, oh, it's broken today. It's broken. How many times does it have to be?
Like, dude, you're not broken. Even cooking the burgers. Come on, do something.
He's like, nope, broken.
Wow.
Dude. But yeah, but those were good deals, man, because I remember we would get the burgers and we would get that bucket of fries, maybe two of them. And like yeah. like with like $20, right. you would feed like 10 people.
Right. Yeah.
Like it was wild, man.
That's impossible now.
Nah, hell no. With $20 you can barely feed yourself now. Yeah. It's crazy because even the fast food places are like super expensive. Like now a combo is about $13 to $15
at least.
Most places.
Yeah, family really has to think hard before they go to McDonald's now. They can't just fucking be like, yeah, vamos a McDonald's. You're like, no, you can't. You can't
family,
do this shit.
Family of four, how much is that?
Shit.
Nearly $90, maybe?
$15 each, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, fuck that. But that's the thing. Like, I think everybody else, like, is they raise the minimum wage, you know, and they're going to pass that on to the consumer, of course. But see, but then it's like everybody gets fucked because even, like, the people that got bumped up to minimum wage, everything gets more expensive, and they're still in the same boat. And then the people that made more than minimum wage are the people that get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't get the bump.
Yeah.
Well, but, you get bumps.
But that's a
you
different
type. That's a different type. That's a different type of bump, bro. That's when I'm feeling tired.
Right.
Like, I should have taken one today. A little bump. How about a little bump?
Man, shit. But that's when America was really great. Let's go back to those times.
At least,
know,
right?
I know.
Man. Bring back 39-cent cheeseburgers. God, yeah.
You know, I don't want to eat cheeseburgers anymore, though. Like,
well,
like
not
now,
from McDonald's,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm like, eh. Let's go get some sushi.
Sushi. I mean, what's wrong with cheeseburgers?
It's for poor people.
Is it really? Not if you make them yourself.
You know, I don't like making them at home either.
Really?
I'm like, what am I eating this? Why am I eating this cheap fucking peasant food?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But like, what if you get your own, like ground beef and you make your own patty and stuff?
I got to make my own patty?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
You season it and you prepare it Barlow style.
Shit. Can I put cheese in it?
You can put whatever you want,
bro. Can I bacon bits?
Oh, yeah. That'd be delicious.
And can I make it a smash burger and smash some jalapenos in that shit, too?
Hell yeah. Sure can.
Hell yeah.
I think that's where it's at, bro. Right. It's just your palate has advanced. You know what I mean? Okay. It's more advanced palate. So
yeah.
So you wanna customize it. All
now. Right. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Yes. I'm back to the burger game. Yeah.
You know what has been failing us?
What?
Is that everything is so readily available now.
Uh-huh.
And we've lost our creativity. Look at McTorious right now. He figured out a way to make it more appetizing to make a burger at home, bro. Mm-hmm. He said you can add bacon, you could add jalapenos, you could pretty much add anything you want.
He can smash it.
Yeah. But see,
for some reason, that makes it taste better.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know when the fuck that became a thing, but all it is just a fucking thin-ass fucking piece of meat. The fuck? And then they're like, they try to sell it to you. Oh, double smash burger. So one patty, but fucking split in two and
it's
whatever.
A double smash. No, but I think we've lost our creativity, man. We don't know how to make things at home anymore. We don't know how to, like let's say take pasta. Like, have you ever made pasta at home?
Yeah, yeah. I opened the box and then I fucking put it in the what do you mean?
Oh, you mean like from scratch?
From scratch.
Oh, no, I've
or
never
at least,
done that.
At least from a base. Like, let's have you
ever made?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, like,
lies.
let's just say Alfredo. Alfredo is a very easy thing to make, right? It takes butter, garlic, and some cheese, and that's it.
And flour.
No. Not
oh,
the sauce.
Okay. Yeah,
you can
yeah.
make the pasta itself if you want, but that's a lengthy process. But just the sauce.
Okay, I thought that's what he was talking about. I
thought you were talking about the pasta.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. No, I've never made the pasta itself. I've seen it made. I've seen it made. I've just never made it myself.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But just the sauce itself, like, you can make all these sauces. Yeah. All you need is a little more time than we give ourselves, because all we want to do is, like, just speed everything up and let's go. Let's get something to eat.
Right.
Right? And we're missing that. We're taking that part out of the equation, and now we've lost touch with, like, ourselves.
Right.
In a sense.
You know, I try to keep it interesting with my daughter because, yeah, she'll fucking get tired of eating the same shit. So I'll switch up from, like, making Mexican food or Salvadoran food, and then I'll go into, like, Asian fucking style type of food. So the other day I was making fried rice with some broccoli beef. Ooh. And shit. So I made, you know, I bought all the fucking sauces. They're like, man, they put a lot of shit in
there. Yeah.
Put a lot of shit in there.
I have a question. I'm calling naive, but El Salvador, the only thing I know is pan con pavo and pupusas. That's it. Yeah. That's the only thing I know. Is there other stuff? I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Actually, no. That's it.
That's it.
We don't even know what rice is or beans.
Really?
We don't have any of that.
Platanos.
Wow.
We don't even have chickens in that country.
My God.
I know. That
was a real question. I was trying to think. I was like, what else is it? Because I don't frequent like Salvadorian restaurants. So yeah. But the pupusas, and then I hear you talking about the pan con pavo. I've never had pan con pavo.
You never enjoyed?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Every year they talk about it. I'm like, maybe this is the year.
Why are you looking at me that way?
Because that was you 2 years ago, not last year.
I'm still
bullshit.
I'm still not sold, bro.
You know the problem with jerky?
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to put all the condiments in it. He's like, he wants to eat it just the bread, the spread, and the turkey.
Sure.
And that's not the way you eat it.
Because it has to be wet, right?
You got to put everything in there.
Mm. Got to make it wet. Jerky.
No, fool. You got to put all the condiments. The
that's what makes it wet, right?
The cucumber. No, the spread and the juice from the turkey makes it wet.
The curtido. What curtido,
the cucumber, the radishes, the fucking, the pickled fucking, what's that purple shit? The beets?
Cabbage. Oh, beets. Beets. Uh-huh. Okay.
Dude.
It doesn't seem like it's going to make it more tasty, you know? It just doesn't seem like it'll be delicious. Like
well, you got to try it, Jericho.
I will try it.
Try it. At least one bite for 10 seconds.
Like nine out of 10 friends recommend it. And that one is this motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like those stupid dentists.
Yeah.
He's like, who's the fucking dentist?
The fourth one? Or the fifth one?
The dentist, if you think about it, the dentists are recommending gum for dental health. Does that seem right to anybody? That one dentist is the smart one.
He's here. 4 out of 5 recommend. Man, who's the fifth doctor always fucking shit up?
He's the smart one. So I'm telling you right now that it's all right, bro.
Hey, that dentist, he's like, I agree. No, we need you to disagree. No, I agree. No. It doesn't work if it's 5 out of 5. You know, there's a psychology type of thing in there that, you know, people won't believe it if it's 5 out of 5. There's no way it can be 100%.
Is it like when you take a test and you have the answers to the test and you get them all right, the fucking teacher is like, this motherfucker cheated.
Like, so, well, you gave me the fucking answer.
Yeah, so you have to have at least one wrong, right?
And it can't be the same one.
No.
Imagine you and your friend choose the same one to have wrong and shit.
They cheated.
Obviously.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm just not sold on the pan con pavo. I'm so sorry, man. It's just not my thing.
Well, you have one more chance.
One more chance.
And then I'm never inviting you again. That's it, bro. That's it. I've given you plenty of chances. Last year you had 2 opportunities to eat it.
Yeah.
The year before you had 3 opportunities.
Sure.
So you didn't eat it at all?
No, I've eaten it.
He did.
Oh, he did, but he didn't do the stuff.
He was like half-assed.
Yeah.
He's like moping and like, oh, okay, I guess I'll try some.
Because I wish it just had some kind of sauce, right? Like some kind of red hot sauce. Yeah. But it doesn't taste like much. It's just water.
The thing for the curtido or whatever, the red sauce.
The red sauce, yeah. There's no real.
It's not spicy.
It's not spicy at all.
It's flavor.
The red sauce you're talking about is pupusas, not the pan con pavo.
Well, that too, man. All that stuff. There's just no taste, bro. Like, I want taste, bro. I want to be able to just, you know, have if it's red, I want it to taste like
red.
Like chile.
Oh, like chile.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Maybe if he blindfolds you.
Maybe.
If he blindfolds you and then you fucking just take a bite.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah. That usually works, Jericho.
But I'm going to tell you, don't bite down.
Don't bite down.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
The listener writes, someone threw a used condom at me, and it landed on my face.
What the fuck?
That's kind of fucked up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was at an orgy. I don't know if it was, like, at a party. It just...
I wonder if it was his boyfriend.
That's fucking disgusting.
Did it have jizz in it?
It was used.
No, it was used. They had just finished.
Sometimes you don't finish in it.
Well, I think they had just finished, right?
Oh, fuck.
But he started thinking about it. Like, he said, do you think there's a difference which side it landed on me? The inside or just, like, inside out or just, you know, they just, like, the regular way? Meaning.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, inside out, the jizz is inside, right?
Yeah. Right.
And then the regular way, it's the girl's.
Yeah.
Well, that's juices. if they put it in a girl.
Okay. Imagine. Why would you think that it wouldn't be in a girl?
Well, maybe it could have been in the guy's ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did it smell like shit?
No, I don't think he did. Okay, he didn't say that part.
He lucked out then.
Maybe he did. So what do you guys think? Like, do you think that what would be worse in your opinion?
Inside out, of course, right? Because then you get all the jizz on you.
But there is a chance that it was in somebody's ass. Either guy or a girl, same shit. It's still in an ass. Doesn't matter who what gender it came out
of. Well, okay. Yeah, but at least it's not like a double whammy, you know? Inside out and it was in somebody's ass. You know, that's
yeah,
like,
that's like the combo and
yeah,
shit.
That's
no,
like,
no, but
like,
that's only
like one, two.
No, but that's still only one side, though.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If it was inside out, it doesn't matter. It's still semen.
Yeah.
But one side, you know, it's not in an ass.
Yeah, I think I would take my chances with the outside of the condom.
The outside of the condom.
Yeah. As long as, but imagine if it hits you in your fucking eye, and then you end up with fucking pink eye.
Fucking pink eye, or fucking gonorrhea.
In your eye.
In your fucking eye.
You can get gonorrhea of the eye?
I don't fucking know. Or herpes in your eye.
Oh, you can get herpes in the eye.
Yeah, you can get herpes.
You can.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
And you can go blind.
What the fuck?
It happened to a nurse at one of the hospitals I used to work at.
No way.
Not a nurse, a fucking doctor.
Wow. Yeah.
They were like rubbing their eye on shit or what?
He didn't wear a protective fucking gear. And the woman that went in there had little fucking pus, little fucking things around her pussy. And when he went in there, it was a female. When she went in there, one of them popped.
Oh,
and it landed in her eye, and she ended up like 80% blind on that one eye.
Stop. Yeah. What was in that pus?
Fucking herpes or some shit.
Wow.
It was an STD.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
And she ended up suing the hospital because she stated there weren't any PPEs available in the exam room for her to use.
Then you don't make the examination.
Right. That was her choice.
Right. You fucking wait until you get one, or you fucking ask one of your nurses, hey, get me a PPE kit.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder how much she got. How much do you think she got?
She got 4 mil.
4 mil?
See, yeah. I was hoping nothing.
Would you take gonorrhea in the face for 4 mil?
No, fuck no.
Because then you're like blind, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was about 15 years ago.
So it's probably
like, you know, 10 to 10. $12 million now. Maybe, you know.
Still disappointing, man. I don't understand why they get paid out if it's their fault.
You know, in a way that they were able to kind of prove, quote unquote, that there weren't any PPEs in there, which is bullshit because there's always PPEs. But, you know, maybe that day they hadn't restocked it.
Yeah.
And that's how that was a loophole.
But that's the thing with like companies and hospitals and shit like that. They always rather pay out, bro. Instead of getting into like that whole thing. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you're going into my realm now. So it all depends on the amount. If it's like a nuisance amount, like $10,000-$15,000, it's way cheaper to pay you out than to go to trial, pay the attorney fees and all that shit. So yeah, we'll pay you out maybe every once in a while. But every once in a while, we're gonna be like. Just so we can get the reputation that we're paying out, right. we will take somebody the full length of the fucking trial,
I was gonna say we're gonna take somebody out. Like, holy shit! That's a good ploy.
We haven't had to do that yet.
Okay,
but it is in my
arsenal.
In my arsenal.
But see, and I agree with that, man. I'm glad that you guys do that shit because. I've been, like, in my other agency, like, people would sue all the time and shit over petty shit. And instead of them, like, going into, like, all the legal shit and everything, they're just like, man, let's just fucking pay them out. And, you know, but we're talking, like, it wasn't, like, 20 grand, 25 grand, you know what I mean?
Right.
But still, it's like, like people got too comfortable with doing shit like that, man.
Yeah, just, I still don't agree with anybody getting paid out, man. You guys should fight to the fucking tooth and nail, man. Why is it that there's so many frivolous lawsuits?
Touch me right now. Touch me sexually.
Oh, sexually? No, I can't. No, this is a show.
You have general liability, right?
I do.
1 million, 2 million?
Well, a little bit around there.
Yeah. Okay, see, you'll pay me out.
But this is part of the show. If I do it as part of the show, this is like a performance.
No, but I'm right. not giving you permission. Actually, no. I asked.
Yeah, you did ask.
Damn but it. You know, in because my wife's uncle used to do like a radio show,
yeah,
like a morning radio show, yep. And so they used to have females like on there like co-hosts sometimes, and they would have to sign off saying like understanding that there could be chances that sexual harassment would happen during the show.
As part of the show.
But it's entertainment. It's right. not real sexual harassment. It's an act.
Really. Yeah, it is an act.
It's like, ha, nice titties. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's just an act until it isn't.
It's an right. act. It's
hey, just that,
an
was, act. That was part of the show.
It, always part of the show.
Part of the show.
Yeah. The show must go on.
Shit. Right.
I had to pull my dick out okay. and put it in between your titties for the show.
For the show. You're like, this is radio.
They need to hear the sound.
Nobody see this shit. Yeah, but no, with shit like that, you know, it goes down, and sometimes like the women, like they can't handle it. Eventually, it's just like, fuck, like this shit ain't for me, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can legally sexually harass them because it's part of the show.
But it's not called sexual harassment. No. If you're doing it on the show, right?
No, like, it's something
you
else.
Can't, you can't name it that. It's I forgot what it's called. It's a fucking term for that shit. Mm. But yeah, but anyway, yeah, I wouldn't want the condom in my face, bro.
Oh, is that where we were?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
No, I mean, nobody would want a condom in their face.
Okay, so let's say it was inside of a female vagina.
Sure.
And the guy, you know, he was fucking a chick.
Sure.
And it landed in my face. Mm. You know, if it's inside out, I mean, if it's outside, what? Wait, inside out.
Regular.
Right, like he just took it off and threw it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, whatever. As long as the chick doesn't have STDs, whatever. I can go wash up and, you know, and
sure.
jerk off to that shit later.
How close do you think it'll be to your mouth where you start being disgusted?
Ugh.
You know? Like, how
if
about
it touches, like, lip.
If it touches any part of your lip.
Yeah. God.
Like, which part of the lip is the worst, do you think?
Which part of the lip?
Yes. I mean, there's parts where you're, like, totally disgusted and just some parts that you're a little bit disgusted. So, like, I would say the least disgusted I would be if it falls right below my lower lip, right by my chin.
Okay.
That's not so bad. I can clean that very easily.
Yeah.
With your tongue?
Not with my tongue. With my shirt or something. With my shirt or with a paper towel or something.
If my mouth was open and it kind of landed a little bit inside of my mouth, that would be like, what the fuck?
So, like, I think if it would be, like, on the corner of my mouth. That's not so bad.
Yeah, where that little white dry spot comes up for some people. Not me, but
that
some people.
That's terrible.
Not
man.
So bad. Not so bad.
Fuck.
But what if it falls like right in the middle, like in your inside a little bit?
What if you're like laughing and it lands in your mouth and you're like choking on it? You have to pull it out.
Oh, see, that's disgusting.
Fuck.
It just went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just anywhere on my mouth, but I guess the side would be the least
disgusting.
Disgusting,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere, honestly.
I mean, anywhere near your nose, like the top of your lip, that's probably the most disgusting.
Right, right.
Nah, guess, it has to be.
Yeah. Anywhere, bro.
Anywhere.
If I'm not the one that fucked you, I don't want none of your shit on me.
Listen, you guys have never been to an orgy.
No.
Right?
No.
No.
Okay, so what happens in an orgy? I mean,
stays in an orgy.
Well, stays in an orgy, but condoms just fly, bro.
What? People use condoms?
People rip them off.
Yes, they do. What? And then people rip them off. And they're like kind of like slingshots. They just fly everywhere. And the people they do it with no regard, bro. It's one of those things. So if you ever want to be part of an orgy, you have to be ready for a condom to fly on somebody's face.
Or you have to take some PPE, right? Out there with a fucking shield.
They're going to look at you like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? or pick an orgy where, you know, condoms aren't used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to that one.
No, you know, people get tested.
I hope so, but no. I mean,
people like fucking, they falsify all that shit. And now with AI or whatever, ChatGPT.
Hey, ChatGPT, make me up a STD test. And make it a Dr. Cockman.
Shit. Yeah, but the listener, he just took it like a champ, or what happened?
He said he was disgusted, but he didn't know which side it was on because he didn't inspect it. But him and his friends were talking about it. It's like, which side was worse?
Yeah.
You know, and oh, man. Because when you take off a condom, I'm not talking to you, Bartles, because obviously you don't like using condoms.
No, I haven't used one in years, bro.
And you're married, right?
Yeah.
You haven't used one in like 20 years either.
It's been a while, yeah.
And I there's no reason for me to use them, so. Right. But do you guys remember taking them off? Like, how do you take them off? I don't remember that.
Well, when you pull out, you're going down, so you just fucking...
You grab the tip and
You roll it off, right?
No, you don't want to roll it off.
You don't want to roll it off.
Then it's going to get messy.
I used to take it off, and I used to put a knot in it.
But how do you take them off? Because it's not easy to take
off. Well, you have to hold the end before you pull out, or else it could fucking stay inside the girl.
Sure.
And then the fucking sperm's going to spread all over the place.
Sure, but it just...
It's
hard to get off.
Well, because your penis, like, gets soft.
You have to wait.
Well, I'm assuming after you ejaculate it, well,
it takes a while.
Sometimes you can keep going a little bit.
Eventually, but I remember you'd grab the tip, you grab the top, like where it would roll, and then you'd kind of just pull it.
Yeah.
And then you tie a knot.
You know, we had a friend, and I hate to talk about our friend because he's our friend.
Just don't say his name.
I won't say his name, but we went to Vegas. I don't know if I remember what it was for. It was like a convention or something, and he had sex with this girl.
Oh, it start with an S, ends with Omar?
I mean, what the
Wait, the guy's name is S? No. But you're.
I mean, it starts with an S, ends with a Mar.
No. That's not him.
Oh, okay.
It's not him. But it's there. It's close like that. Great, thanks. Now I gotta fucking bleep it. And he says that he woke up. And he didn't have it on.
Oh, yeah, it was him.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Were you there that weekend?
Wait, like he fell asleep with it?
No,
he just rolled over.
Yeah. Oh,
after he was done, and he didn't have it on.
Oh,
and he fell asleep.
Hilarious
shit.
Hilarious.
And then when he woke up, he was looking for it because obviously he was probably drunk or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he went and he found it inside of her, and he pulled it out. So he was he was panicking. So he ended up buying her the Plan B. And, am I a jerk? This is a separate question, but am I a jerk for this? So I had my brand new car at the time, and I was like, I'm not going to let nobody fucking borrow it. But he needed to go get the Plan B at CVS.
Yeah.
And I was pretty drunk, so I was like, I'm not going to go drive you, bro.
And this was
But he wasn't.
Vegas?
This was Vegas. He wasn't drunk, so should I have let him borrow the car?
Yeah, because it was before like Uber, right?
It was way before Uber, bro. Yeah. This was like 2007 or something.
That is tough, but
it's tough. But
I think for Plan B,
this is a $70,000 car.
Yeah, but he's a responsible guy, except for fucking the chick and
exactly. I don't think he's responsible.
He's like, he just lost a condom in this chick.
I mean, he was
not very responsible.
He wasn't gonna take your car through a tunnel and make a bunch of tunnel babies.
Hey. I don't know this. I don't know if he's still kind of randy and he wants to like have sex with her in the back of my car. I was like, nah.
Oh, he was gonna take the girl with him.
He took the girl with him in a taxi.
Shoot.
And he.
Oh, so you told him no to the car?
No, he didn't ask.
But
at the later on, I was like, I should have offered it.
Oh. Because
he spent like $50 on the taxi.
Well, you were drunk.
I was drunk.
And then $50 on the Plan B.
Plan B. And so,
it's the price of fucking having sex, bro.
Yeah, and fucking up.
Yeah. Hey, he got off easy.
Yeah, it's cheaper than having the fucking kid.
Yeah.
He got off easy, bro.
Shit.
Yeah. And does he have kids now?
Nope.
Exactly.
Not that he knows of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but no, that's never happened to you guys where you guys left a condom inside?
No.
That happened to me once, I think.
You were pretty drunk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be one of those days.
But the thing is, it was one of those things I do remember. It was like after I had finished, I kept going. Yeah. Like I kept going. Uh-huh. And then eventually, you know what I mean? It just gets soft. And you're like thrusting and that shit stays in there. And then it's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm missing something.
Like, oh, shit.
And then you got to
Why is this feeling really good?
Then you got to go in there and fish it out.
Because I imagine if while you were still having sex, you're still inside the condom.
Yeah.
But once you're like you get out, then that's when it stays in her.
It slips off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So unless at some point it slipped off inside.
Inside? Yeah, like, wait, what was inside? Inside?
Yeah. No, inside.
Wow.
No, like you had to go in there and fish hook it out. Yeah, you gotta get it.
Yeah, nah, he was fucking without the condom for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah,
cheers to you, McTorius.
Cheers. And you know what? I didn't do the plan B. I wasn't about to spend $50. Cheap bastard.
He's like, she's from Vegas. She didn't have my number. Hey, man, it's okay. Have you guys ever gotten the call where they're like, hey, I might be pregnant?
No.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, congratulations.
Whose is it?
And it's like, oh, okay, so what do you mean? Yeah, I missed my period, or I'm late. Like, fuck.
Yeah, I got that call when I was 20, bro.
Damn. 20.
Fucking 20 years old.
Still in college.
Yeah. And, dude, I was fucking devastated because I was like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean?
I'm too young to have children.
Yeah.
Oh, but you ain't too young to come in me, inside me.
No, and then I remembered because then I kind of replayed, right? Yeah. I'm like, to pinpoint when the fuck it would have happened. And I remember, like, the girl was on top of me and, and I was like, get off, because I was going to fucking nut it. I'm like, get off. And she hesitated.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I pushed her off, I'm sure I had already at least pre-cum or some shit. But
well, you're always pre-cumming.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole thing.
Yeah. So yeah, she got fucking pregnant.
Oh, she did get pregnant.
Oh, she got pregnant.
Oh.
She was 3 months when she miscarried.
Oh.
you're like, Jesus.
Bro,
if you up there, please help me. get rid of this baby.
Say high five.
Get rid of this devil baby. Nah. It's gonna ruin my life.
Hey, you know, and the thing is, like, I felt bad because when she told me that she lost it, she was really sad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was like relieved because
was this on the phone?
No. She called me.
Uh-huh.
She called me, and I guess it happened while she was working.
Yeah, and she was relieved.
No, I was relieved.
Oh, no, you were relieved.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, she was crying. She's like, oh, my God, like, whatever. And I tried to be there for her, but I was just, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, fuck. I fucking dodged a bullet, bro. Yeah. I would have had 25-year-old?
Yeah.
Damn.
24-year-old right now.
So you stopped seeing her because she was too fertile. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I said, man, I'm out of here.
No, he fucking fucked up and he fucked her when she was ovulating. That's what happened.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't understand all that calendar shit. Like, I never have. Like, when people tell me, like...
Especially when I was 20. I mean, right. Come on.
No, well, even now.
All I know is they bleed for 6 days, and after that, you can fuck anytime you want, right?
Right? And that's the thing, man. And, you know, I was a strong believer of the pull-out method back then, and...
Nah, but you had her on top.
And I got caught up.
When you have them on top, you know, they can put a whole weight on you and not get off.
Yeah, and I fucked up, bro.
The only pull-out method I really loved was that pull-out stereo, bro. There's no way I would have done the pull-out method.
Yeah.
Condoms all the way.
Man, I played with pull-out method for years,
played
bro.
Played with fire, bro.
Fire.
And you got lucky.
I did. And as far as I know, like, she was, like, the only one that ever got... like pregnant, but you know what? But I did get into condoms for a while though.
Okay. Well, they were free in college.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Yeah. I used to get them all the time.
But you never used them.
I would sometimes. Okay. I would sometimes, but you know, but it's because back then I remember I used to have this method where I'd be like, I'm gonna start without one, And then eventually, eventually, I'm gonna put it on like halfway through. You know what I mean? Because I wanna feel without it. You know,
the girl would be like, "Oh yeah, that makes sense."
I guess they weren't that smart, but they would go for it. Yeah. They would go for it, and then I was like, "All right, well, I'm gonna put it on long before I have that sensation of like I'm gonna ejaculate." Right, so I would do my thing, and I'm like, "All right, time to put the condom on." But then later, in hindsight, I was like, "That was kind of a mood killer." Because it would be like, take a little pause.
Hold on, baby. Let me protect myself.
Let me put this shit on real quick.
You know the best part of sex has to be the vinegar strokes, right?
What is that?
The vinegar strokes.
What is that, bro?
That's when you do that face when you're smelling vinegar. Like you know, like...
When you're about to come?
When you're about to come.
Oh, okay.
Ah. That's got to be the best time. And you don't want to pull out when you're having the best time of your life.
Yeah, you
right. So that's why you wear a condom.
Right.
You got to stay in there, bro. You got to stay for the fight.
And I think that was a big selling point for me, like, to wear condoms because I'm like, there's nothing like finishing inside of a woman. Like, that's just, like, having to pull out. Like, given, like, men are very visual, and if you ejaculate on them or whatever, like, that's visual and it's nice, but... Mm-hmm. But to be able to have sex to completion and just finish inside of them, fucking best.
Mm-hmm. So do you go down on them after you go inside them?
No.
See?
If I have a condom on?
No.
If
I ejaculate in them, I won't, bro. I can't. I don't know. I never got past that hump.
You don't love yourself.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You don't?
Why? Semen tastes good or what?
Nah, delicious.
What the fuck?
Am I missing out?
You know, especially if you eat a lot of pineapple the day before, you know.
God. You're like, tasty.
Yeah, you're like, oh, piña colada.
Piña colada. Yeah. So, I don't know. I've always had this thing or, like, the whole, like, the snowballing thing. I've never been into that shit either, bro. Like, it's just, like, if you guys know snowball, right?
Yeah, finish in their mouth or whatever.
And I just, I don't know, and that's like little kid shit, I guess. Because
when they're fucking sucking your dick and they come back up to you to fucking kiss you.
Well, I can do that if they're just sucking my dick, but if I come, like, let's say if I would have came in
fully
their mouth,
come,
yeah, I'm not swapping fucking.
But if they swallow it already, like it's gone.
You know what? I'll be honest. I never have.
Oh, okay.
I never have. It was just that was always like a mental fuck for me where I was just like, nah, I just came in your fucking mouth. Like you can kiss me from the neck down, girl.
Do you think girls have any kind of like thing that kind of just they're just like no I don't want to do this?
Can be like
for one, like do they appreciate if we make noises? Because we love to hear women kind of moan and you know squirm around, right?
Yeah, they appreciate when you're like moaning or when you're like you know groaning or whatever the fuck you call that shit. I think they appreciate when you're like struggling to fucking keep it in because they're about to make you fucking come. And now they love when you come and they continue to fucking suck your shit and you're like fucking dying.
Oh, that's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Bro.
You're like, oh, you're just fucking dying. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, they like that shit, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The females, they like the little moans. As long as you're not moaning like a fucking woman.
You're like, oh, oi. Hey, Brandon!
I mean,
Maria.
Who the fuck is Maria?
I mean, you, whatever your name is.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but no, they like that shit, bro.
They gotta like it, right?
Yeah,
they gotta like something.
Yeah,
because they're not visual people.
No, they're there. I mean, shit. I mean, fuck. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but
they're emotional people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think some of that the noises and the things that we do has to like play into the emotion of how we're feeling for them, right?
Right. And that helps them fucking, you know, calm themselves.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah. If they're not feeling you, they're not fucking enjoying what you're doing to them, then it's like it's a fucking they're not going to like it.
Yeah, cuz with a female, you got to start with their brain, bro. Like I think that's like the biggest thing. Like they have to be in it mentally.
Yeah. So massage their brain before
little
you
bit.
Start.
You fucking put your penis in her ear.
You know. No. Especially the ones with the daddy issues. You know, you gotta tell them shit like, baby, I'll never leave you. You know, I'll take care of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll buy you chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
And candy.
You make them feel safe.
Yeah, you make it feel safe.
And candy too. And
then
you
touch them everywhere.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, because you're gonna have sex.
Well, you're about to have sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like women. I think as guys, like, we're always just fucking ready to go. Like, you know, just fucking touch our shit and let's go, you know? Like, but for females, they got to be in the moment. You know, they got to be in the moment. They got to feel it. They got to be into you and shit like that. Like, otherwise, they're going to dry up super quick.
Or they're going to pretend that they're having a good time and they're really not. You can tell. You know, at 36, I've developed a sixth sense to.
Really?
Yeah, and I can tell when they're not into it.
How many times were you able to tell that they weren't into it?
One time. and it was the only time that they were not into it.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Jericho.
What?
I know what you were trying to do.
I'm just saying.
He tried to set you up, man.
He tried to set me up. I'm like, oh, what you want to hear? Fuck it. Oh, you know, about half the time. Not fucking true.
When did you catch on? What? Like, how old were you when you started catching on that they weren't into it?
About 10.
Shit. I just want to know.
This is Ramon Steph
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
You know what, fellas? Today, I think this week is like the first week that I'm feeling almost 100%.
Of what, bro?
From being overseas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah,
man.
I was overseas.
You have all your limbs in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He had it rough, bro.
Yeah.
No.
You know, the seas were a little bouncy, but yeah, it's okay. I didn't. You know, I don't know. I don't know why they say being overseas is such a bad thing.
No, well,
you know, I had several buffets to choose from. I had my choice of bars, you know, if I could find it to go to a speakeasy or to a gin bar, a fucking English pub, you know, I had, you know, gamble, I was able to go gamble.
They had all those kind of bars on the what?
Yeah, the gin bar. I put up a picture, I'll post it on my Barlow's account, the picture I put up on Sunday.
I didn't see it.
That was us recreating the gin bar experience because they made the drink in front of you, and they made the flavor of the gin fucking based on what you wanted. It was the best.
When they say overseas, they mean something else.
Yeah, on the ocean, on a boat, and you're like going into other territories.
No,
right?
No, they mean they went. They were deployed. Okay.
They have to deploy the ship. From the port.
No, they're at war, bro.
What?
We're talking about military people.
What?
Yes.
there were people there dressed like in military uniforms.
It's not the same. I don't think that's what they're talking.
They were like the captain.
This was the only thing this fool was battling was his fucking waistline and shit. Man, you can't be mad at those fucking buffets, man. I love that shit about the cruises. You can go, like, you just wait, like, it can be all late at night or whatever. Whenever you get a fucking inkling that you want to go, you fucking go.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
And don't
24
let,
hours.
Don't let them knock you on the drinking package isn't worth it. Fuck yeah, it's worth it, bro.
Yeah, no, really? If you're going to drink, it's worth it.
Because every drink there is $15 to $20 fucking dollars by itself. Now, imagine you're drinking from fucking 9 in the morning to, like, fucking 3 in the morning. Hey, man.
Unlimited, though?
They're changing the rules now. Now it's like 15 limit, 15 drink limit.
Oh, wow.
After Barlow showed up.
I know. They said it all up. They changed this shit.
Uh-huh.
But you know.
I reached the limit one night.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck? How? I'm not even drunk right now. I'm like sober. Well, sir, you know, were you drinking last night? Because it restarts at midnight.
Oh.
Like, oh, shit. I was up to like 3 or 4 in the morning that night before.
Fuck.
Well, that's why. Yeah, but you know what? It's part of the experience, bro. It's kind of like when you go to an all-inclusive, like,
resort.
You know what I mean? Not having to worry about paying for shit and all that. Like, that's like the best feeling. Like, I think you just enjoy the experience so much more, man. Like, you don't have to be worrying about, like, oh, here comes the bill. Who's going to pay what? Or, you know, it's just like, fuck, everybody's just having a good time. Bring us drinks and bring us food and fucking it's on, man.
That's why I'm a fan of those places where you go. Like, let's say if you pay for a cabana. And it's like $2,000, right? But $1,500 or like, you know, $1,700 is going towards food and drinks.
Right.
And you have a great time.
Where the fuck is that?
That's in Vegas most of the time.
No, is it?
Yeah, Cabo too.
It goes toward the...
No, I don't think so.
Yes. In Vegas and in Cabo, from what I know anyway, that I've experienced anyway, it goes, most of the reservation goes towards food and drink.
Really?
A little bit goes towards the actual cabana.
I didn't know that. That's like a no-brainer.
I know. Yes. That's what I like. Dude, this is a no-brainer. This is great because you get there and you're with all your friends.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about shit. Just keep on ordering shit and eat and drink as much as you want because it's a good time. And I think that's, like you said, it's a great time because you don't even have to think about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, for the listeners, if you ever get a chance to go overseas, do it.
In the Navy.
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I got a two-minute topic.
2 minutes?
We got to be in and out in 2 minutes, though.
Okay.
All right?
Do it.
This listener wrote, "We have a daughter on the way. My husband is insistent on naming our daughter after his late ex-wife.
What?
She died, apparently, right? Who died suddenly at the age of 23, long after they broke up.
Oh.
The fuck?
And that's all she wrote.
And so they're firstborn, and he's trying to name her after his late wife.
Yes. And it's a boy. No, I'm just like, no.
He's a plot twist. It's a boy. What the fuck?
No, it's a girl. But like, he's trying to name his daughter after his late ex-wife. I'm sorry. Yes. Did I say ex-wife?
Yeah, I think you said
ex-wife. Yeah, but she died young when they were young, I guess.
Yeah.
How weird would that be?
That's a little bizarre, bro. I don't think I can go for it.
That's like Victoria's wife telling him, "I want to name our son after my boyfriend, who died of a big dickness."
That never happened. That's made up.
She's like, "Meet Tyrone." What the fuck? You fucking serious?
Oh, man. But what if that really did happen to, like, in reverse?
Hell no.
Come on.
Hell fucking no.
Couldn't go for it, bro.
The fuck?
I mean, let's say, like you. Like, okay, we've had a friend.
I've never had an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, we've had a friend that had a boyfriend, and he was a dick. He was a dickhead.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. Yeah.
But
yeah.
She wanted to name the first baby after.
What?
Like, what the fuck?
Can you imagine how fucking devastated the husband would be?
Wait,
is it because she wants to beat the shit out of the kid every time he's bad?
Maybe.
Huh.
What the fuck? No, that is not okay.
That is not okay.
No, not at all. We're like 0%, 100% not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many fucking names. Like, what?
Right.
Like, name him Dick.
Come here, you dick.
You know, come here, you fucking little dick, motherfucker. Yeah,
you can't do that, man. Just move on. Like, honor her in another way. I don't care how she died. Maybe if it was a tragic death, car crash, whatever, even cancer. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just honor in a different way.
I think maybe the only way it would be acceptable would be if his new wife was his ex-wife's best friend.
Ooh.
And they all had like, if they had like,
they had a pact.
Like they had like a good relationship, you know.
Like a threesome.
Just a friendship.
Just a friendship. My bad.
Just a friendship. You know, they had a good friendship, and they're like, you know what, like that was
maybe,
my
maybe
best
they're
friend.
Like hippies and shit.
Yeah.
Like nudist colony type hippies.
Yeah. Or what if one day they went to Cabo and it was just three of them, and then it was a crazy night. They had all inclusive, and they ended up in the room together, and you know, it's one
you know, because shit like that happens, right?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
All the time. All the time. In college.
At least three of us in here had experience.
Right.
Not with each other.
No.
Let's clarify.
Shit.
Yeah, but I think that would be the only exception. Other than that, hell fucking no.
Yeah, no.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, so my daughter is becoming or is Yeah. She's getting expensive.
Yep. What do you mean?
She's turning into this girl that wants to do girl shit.
Okay.
Like nails, mani pedis.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Fucking laser hair removal.
Wait. What?
Yep. Fucking hair dye.
Hair dye?
Yep.
That's expensive as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Shit.
Yesterday, she got her fucking hair dyed.
No.
She got highlights.
How much?
$230.
Yep. Yeah,
sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
Nails? Nails how much?
$130. Before we went to the fucking trip, $130.
Bro.
Because she got a mani pedi.
You took her to an expensive place.
Well, you know what? You know, I thought it was a bargain. Well, you know what? I thought it was going to be a bargain until I got the fucking the receipt. Because they get, when you walk in, they're like, oh, would you like a mimosa? Like, oh. Like what's in it? Like, you know, fucking champagne. Like, oh, okay, sure. Would you like another one? Okay, I'll take another one. And it was, they're like, complimentary, sir, complimentary. Motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
I paid $130 for
that. They saw you coming,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, man. So that, and then laser hair removal.
Fuck.
So, you know, she's going to fucking get her underarms done.
Yeah.
And now her fucking legs. Because she's a hairy kid. She's like, you know, she's like dad and shit.
Well, we're all hairy in a way, right?
Yeah. I mean, we used to be monkeys, right?
Right.
Or gorillas.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah, we had 100 men trying to fight us.
I know. And we're the lucky ones that made it.
We made it out.
Fuck the motherfuckers that tried to fight us.
So we made it out and we evolved. God damn it.
Exactly.
Man, but that's crazy. You know what? I wonder, do you give her an allowance?
Yeah, she does.
I wonder if you kind of work that mm-hmm. way, like if that way she can save money if she wants stuff.
She does have that. She has savings. She's saving it up for Japan next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's another fucking expense. So,
right.
Taking her to Japan. Well, it kind of evens out because she doesn't want a quinceañera.
Yeah, no, that's
she's
perfect.
Like, she's like, Dad, take me to Japan, and okay. we're good to go.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. But, dude, she's getting expensive.
Well, I know. But this was for a trip.
And she doesn't eat from the kids' menu anymore.
Oh, come on.
Damn.
Man, this girl's over here ordering fucking filet mignon.
Stop!
Fucking sashimi, fucking platters, and fucking sushi, and fucking, dude.
Why didn't you just, like, why'd you show her your menu? Why didn't you just leave her with the kids' menu?
Because she's like, Dad, I don't want chicken nuggets.
She's like fucking 17 eating mac and cheese.
I don't want quesadillas.
Like a chicken tenders.
I want an appetizer. I want an entree, and I want a dessert. God damn.
Fuck.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man.
I mean, it was bound to happen.
I know. That's why I got to make money.
Well.
But you know what? We also went on Sunday. She was like, Dad, can we go to Ross? I'm like, Ross, what do you want to go to Ross for? I want to go buy some pants and some clothes. They're like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. So she got like fucking 5 outfits. $80.
Wow. You're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she would have asked to go to Nordstrom,
uh-huh.
That's a different story.
Mm-hmm. That's
$80.
$80 for one pair of pants.
One pair of pants.
Yep.
But you know what? I think because you guys were going on a trip and because she needed all these things, you can't deny her, bro.
No, because I was fucking going crazy buying shit too.
Right?
I was like, all right, I got to go get my mani pedi done.
Oh, shit. I gotta get my toes done.
Gotta go get my back waxed.
I gotta get that one toenail that looks all fucked up just to make it look normal.
Uh-huh. I told you about that toe.
Yeah, I told you. I seen it.
I saw it.
That's the tia toe,
uh-huh.
Right? The fucking tias that try to cover that shit up.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't even got a toenail. Yeah. What the fuck?
No, but imagine, I mean, you got to understand, man. She's got to feel good while she's on vacation because, you know, obviously this is the time that she's going to remember for the rest of her life.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm glad you did, man. It's,
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, if she was like a bad kid, I probably would be apprehensive about doing shit, but, you know, she's...
Nah, she deserves it.
She gives me no fucking problems.
Exactly.
And she's fucking 14, you know? So
14?
Well, she's about to be 14.
Wow.
I know.
She deserves it.
Well... You sound like you're a good father, and you're making sure that she's getting...
I try to be, man. I don't think I'm the best father, but I try to be.
No.
I know I say some shit sometimes to her, but, you know, I'm just, I think I'm just making, you know, just, I tell her, babe, it's just for you to, you know, grow some chest in your hair.
I don't think she wants that.
And she looks at me like,
bro, you're gonna,
like, that's not funny. And you're gonna pay for it for laser.
Exactly, right?
This is Frankie Chinook from the No Father, No Problem podcast.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas,
where everybody could be a fella, even Chinook.
What the fuck?
All right, fellas, I got a real also question, man.
Hey, oh, come on.
Why you got to be all loud?
Oh, that was loud.
Hell yeah. You're excited to see
I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right, go.
All right, so the question is, would you masturbate for 5 minutes in front of your mom or dad to add 5 years to their life?
To their lives?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Oh, come on.
No.
He's like, what can I do to take away 5 years?
If I don't masturbate, I take five? Nope. I wouldn't do it. They can go.
Damn. Jerk.
I would do it.
Just let them watch you for 5 minutes, right?
But do I have to do it dry or can I use lube?
You can do whatever
you
want.
What does it fucking matter?
Ten minutes, bro.
5 minutes.
No, 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I can't just fucking.
Oh, well, unless you're gonna do it for both.
Because if
you do 5 minutes for your dad and five minutes for your mom.
Well, I'm just saying, if I need to do the completion, it's going to take a while.
I don't think it says to completion.
Okay, good. Okay, then I'll just
masturbate for 5 minutes.
But see, there's a problem though.
What if you come before the 5 minutes? Does that make you restart?
I will not come before the 5 minutes, but
you won't.
You will have to keep going, in case you know, like come before.
So even when you masturbate, like you can't come quicker than 5 minutes?
No, bro.
Bullshit.
Really?
No, it takes a while.
Bullshit.
It's a commitment when I decide to masturbate.
No.
Man, you must not be that good, Jericho.
No, I'm pretty good. Good.
Show Barlos.
I know.
Okay, Barlos, come here. Let's go to the closet real quick. Let's go in the closet.
You have to prove it somehow.
Where are you guys going? Come back to the show.
All right, Bartos.
Okay. Show me.
You guys are fucking disgusting. Get out. What the fuck?
Hey, get out. Stop.
I'm not watching, bro.
Don't watch.
I'm not watching.
You said.
Wait, if I watch, will it add 5 years to my life?
Maybe.
No, it's going to take away two.
You're taking away my concentration.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
All right, Jericho, show me. Okay, what? You're not doing anything.
I am doing something.
Hey, wait.
This is why he can't come.
Victorious. He's not even touching himself.
It's called tantric.
He's like,
It's tantric? It's fucking tantric.
Have you ever heard of Sting? He talks about this tantric type of thing.
It's like masturbation without touching yourself.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Listen, I need to concentrate.
Guy. Okay, get me out of here.
Bartos is over it.
This motherfucker, he's like, this is called tantric masturbation. You don't touch anything. You just feel the earth and the magnetic field of the earth and wait for that magic to happen.
Jericho, if you actually touch your penis, like, you'll come a lot faster.
In 30 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
You guys need to stop talking.
Come back out. Come out here, Jerry.
Trying to concentrate here.
He said, we'll see you in 40 minutes.
I know. This guy. Tantric.
Look at Jericho, man.
God.
I don't know, but the good thing is that you don't have to do it till completion to make this work.
You just have to stroke it
for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes.
Nah. And then you give them an automatic 5 years.
Nah.
See, I would do it, Bartles. I would do it.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Man, five more years with your mom?
Nah.
Nah. He said hard pass.
Hard pass.
You're such a bitch.
I'm not that much of an asshole, though. Like, when she does pass away, I'm going to cry.
You're finally going to give her your social security number?
And I hear my, mom, here's my social.
Imagine she's, like, faking it.
Oh, I know. She's like, gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch. I'm going to ruin your life.
You know how far I'm going to go.
Oh my god. Fuck, I got a headache now.
No.
No. It's a hard no.
Shit. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stab her just to make sure she's gone.
Oh, come on.
And that way, you know, that won't be an issue. Kinda like Nosferatu.
That's terrible.
You know?
Right in the heart.
Uh-huh. Right in the heart.
I haven't seen that.
Jericho, are you not done yet?
I'm not done yet.
Oh my god, bro.
Damn.
Sixth time, bro.
Bro, just pull your pants down and touch yourself. He's like, no, no. He's
tantric.
Like, I've been doing this for 30 some years. You ain't about to ruin my tantric moment and my connection to the earth.
Man, I don't have that kind of attention span, bro.
No, what the fuck?
I'd be like, what am I doing? Why are my pants around my fucking ankles?
Hello, hello, my pretties. It's Ashley Lana from the Lullaby the Queer podcast, and you're listening to the Ask the Fellas show at Wasted Time Radio.
Fellas, you know what I just realized?
What?
What's up, man?
Derek is gonna be
masturbating for the rest of the show with his mind.
He's like, you guys, every time you guys talk, I have to start over.
Fuck. You guys dared me to do this shit.
Well, we didn't know it was gonna be so fucking lame. I thought I was gonna get to see your dick.
You're so stupid.
Oh man, fellas! You know, yesterday. Oh, by the time they hear it, but it was Cinco de Mayo this week.
Yeah.
Did you guys celebrate?
No.
Or even have a drink?
Nothing. No. I didn't drink anything.
That's terrible, huh?
Terrible.
What the fuck? What happened to us, man?
I don't know.
We got old, bro. We got old. Shit. I remember, no matter what day fucking Cinco de Mayo fell on, or
we were drinking,
or St. Patrick's Day. It wouldn't matter. Yeah. We'd be fucking having a drink.
Hell yeah. You know we're getting fucking wasted that fucking night.
Hell yeah.
And now it's like, oh, Cinco de Mayo. Oh, okay.
And yesterday was Margarita Monday, so everything was $5.
Fuck.
Fucked up, man.
Shit.
Can I come out now?
Yeah, come out, man. Yeah, you can get your nut later, bro. We ain't got that kind of time.
Woo!
Man, that was intense.
What?
Why is that? This was all fucking sweaty.
Woo!
Wow.
It was sweaty.
Hey, I was halfway there, man.
Did you even touch it? No.
Man, nah.
Dude, it's like those fucking people that are like telepathic. Huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm telepathetic.
So you're telepathetic.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Pathetic. Oh, my God. Fucking Cherokee.
That is hilarious.
I'm never going to see you the same.
Come on.
Oh, don't mess with his concentration right now.
Still concentrating, by the way. I'll come eventually.
Fucking hilarious.
During mid-show, he's going to be like, oh. What the fuck just happened?
You laugh, but it might happen.
When he's editing.
I know. When he's editing. He's like, finally, only took 3 days.
You never know, bro.
Fuck, man. Yeah, but that's a sign, man, that we're getting older, man, because I don't know. I didn't even think about drinking. I thought about, like, man, I wonder if anybody has, like, any Cinco de Mayo deals for food. I thought about that.
Monday tacos.
Yeah, or some shit, you know. But yeah, but I remember, fuck, back then it was just Cinco de Mayo. Let's go fucking drink. We used to be cool, man.
What happened to us, man?
I'm still cool.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Look at my cool hat.
It is. That's a cool fucking hat.
Yeah.
Your Will Smith fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air hat?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a classic.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
West something, something, something. It's my melon hat.
It is.
Yeah.
The fuck is a melanin hat?
Melon.
Oh, he said melon.
Melon. It was a melatonin hat.
It's
melatonin. It's like that you wear to sleep.
It allows me to sleep at night.
Is that your thinking cap? Come on, man. Why is it so colorful?
Well, because that's the whole fucking point. You want to be fucking different and fucking not fucking boring with a regular black hat.
Oh, I didn't bring my black hat today. He looked at me, but I'm like, I don't have my black hat today.
I was like, oh wait, he doesn't have it.
I brought my hair today.
I'm like, wait, today's not last week.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, what hat?
Oh shit.
Oh boy.
No, these hats are nice. They're breathable, and they they're anti sweat, fucking retardant or
sweat retardant.
Sweat retardant.
That's not a thing.
Sweat retardant.
That's not a thing. That's not. Or there's no way that's a thing.
They repel, water and shit. You know, you can go swimming with them. And,
okay.
Yeah, because it's not like it won't. Yeah.
That's your Miami hat, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I did wear it in Miami.
Yeah, it looks a lot like a Miami.
Yeah, yeah. It would fly in Miami.
Yeah, for sure.
It flew.
It flew.
What were we talking about?
I forgot.
Did you get a lot of attention on your Miami / cruise trip? Yeah.
No, not in Miami. I think in Miami, I was like mid.
Mid?
What does that mean?
What is mid? Just kind of like regular chum,
Regular chum is mid?
Mid, yeah. Because there's a lot of sexy people in Miami.
Really? Yeah.
There are. There's a lot of beautiful people in Miami.
Really? Okay.
Right. On the cruise, I got more attention on the cruise.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because anytime we go out and this guy starts flashing his tattoos, he gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
They're from dudes, but it's still a lot of attention.
It's not.
I'm just saying, they're like, hey, dude, nice tattoos.
Oh, thanks, bro. Where's your chick? Let me fuck her.
That was a smooth transition.
I know, right?
But he does. He does. Like, I get a lot of people comment on his tattoos and shit. So I'm pretty sure the ladies probably like him too. They just don't have the common sense to
comment on them. Yeah, or the fucking, what do you call it? The self fucking, what is it? Self-esteem to fucking say something. Because then they think I'm going to fucking shut them down or whatever.
True.
Yeah. But there were some women on the cruise that did, they did comment. And
really?
They did have conversations and whatnot. But, it was a good time, otherwise.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad, man. What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We talked about the Will hat. Smith hat.
Uh-huh.
But we were talking about something else before
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Holy shit.
Yeah, we didn't get to drink.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we're drinking today, but.
You guys know that that's not Mexican Independence Day, right?
What?
Yeah. Well, you're not Mexican.
Wait, you don't know that?
What? Isn't that when Mexico fought the Americans
to gain
their independence from America?
No.
Sir.
Mexico has never had to fight America for independence.
What?
Never. Never. They fought for Texas and California and shit like that.
And obviously they lost.
They lost.
And we fucking lost.
The tacos are doing nothing.
The tacos are...
The salsa is not burning their eyes.
They should have put that shit in a catapult and fucking thrown it over, right?
Exactly.
No, but they fought the French and they beat the French. And it was a battle of Puebla.
Puebla.
And that's what America celebrates. Not Mexico. Mexico doesn't even give a fuck about Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Except for Puebla. Puebla does have a little bit of a celebration. Mm-hmm. But Americans tend to love this. Yeah. This celebration.
And they don't know why.
They're like Cinco de Drinko.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they put on the hat.
Yeah. There's a significance because when Mexico beat the French in Puebla, it helped the U.S. win their independence from the British because the French were trying to come in and they were trying to fucking, what's the word that they use? Fucking outflank them.
Yes.
They were trying to come from the back and help the British beat the Americans.
Yes.
So they never made it.
So they never made it because they never got out of Puebla.
And that's probably why the Americans celebrated, because it's one of those things that helped America keep their independence.
Right, exactly.
Man, but, they need to put that shit in the history books, bro, because nobody knows.
Exactly.
All the motherfuckers don't know out here. They're like, oh, Cinco de Mayo, that's Mexican Independence
Day.
Yeah,
yeah, happy Independence Day. Yeah. Nah, motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's good. That's some good history, man. Some good history and some good knowledge.
I mean, I'm hoping that's right.
No, that's right.
No, that was right.
Yeah, that was right. Like, it slowed them down enough where, yeah. They came the following year, and then they did break through, but it was already too late.
Yeah.
So we're good.
We're good. Cinco de Mayo, man. Don't say we never taught you guys anything.
Yeah, you learned something today.
Exactly. And you know, pull out.
Pull out.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here.
Wait.
What?
Already?
Yeah. Oh. Again, I told you, I was this close to being like, you know what? Fuck these fellas.
Come on!
All right, I didn't say that, but I'm like, you know what? I'm tired.
Yeah, you should be tired, man.
I'm tired, man.
It takes a while to reacclimate to the fucking...
To land after you've been overseas.
Right.
Fellas, always a blast to fucking be here with you guys. Even though, you know, none of y'all deserve 2 weeks in a row. But
wait. Come on.
Hey, give me $5 a month. I'll come back. I'll come back next week.
$5 a month?
Shit.
That sounds cheap, bro, but all right.
I got to start off cheap. Great time, fellas. With that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Man, fun fucking show, man. 2 weeks in a row. Hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, man, but it was a good time. A lot of good laughs, a lot of good topics. I don't even remember what the topics were. But
yeah. I have one more thing.
Yes.
So next year is World Cup.
Okay.
2026 World Cup.
Sure.
Mexico, US, Canada. Mm. And apparently I heard down the grapevine that Canada is strict on people that have DUIs.
Yes.
Like fucking Nazi fucking strict.
Yeah, like felonies. Any felonies, yeah.
Like some shit. So for our Canadian friends, can you find out and let me know?
No. That's the thing. So, like,
wait,
if you have any
they're
felonies.
They're having it in Canada?
Yeah, they have some games in Canada. So, if you have any felonies, you're not allowed to cross their border.
Okay, felony, sure. Like, if you killed somebody or whatever.
No.
What?
No. Any felony.
Felony, right.
Felony.
But a DUI isn't necessarily a felony.
Well, the second one is.
No, it's not.
Sure
no, it isn't,
is.
Fool. No, it isn't.
Are you sure?
I first-hand knowledge.
Okay, so we'll find out.
Is it a misdemeanor?
I know.
Is it a misdemeanor?
Yeah, I didn't kill nobody. I mean, he didn't kill nobody.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure he's okay then.
Yeah.
If it's a misdemeanor, I was going to say a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
For Cinco de Mayo.
You want a burrito?
Burrito.
He's like, fuck you guys.
What's that? I was going to start singing that song and I forgot it. Mi burrito sabanero. I forgot the name of the song.
Played at the end of the show. So for our Canadian friends, help me out. Because I'm trying to go to fucking Vancouver for World Cup.
Are you trying to be smuggled into Canada for the game?
No, or? I mean, if I can't get in, I'm not going to fucking waste the money and buy the tickets.
So what are you trying to learn from the listeners? You're trying to see
I visit your country? As a DUI
recipient.
I'm surprised.
That sounds fancy, huh?
Yeah.
DUI, like you got a certificate and everything, huh?
Yeah. And you know, and I was, you know, I took a trip for 2 weeks too.
Shit. I'm surprised Canada hasn't closed the doors to all of us already.
I know.
So I don't know, man. We'll find out.
Yeah, find out. Let me know.
Back to you, Victorious.
Back to you, Mick. I have no specific shout-outs today, man, but shout-out to all the listeners, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for shouting us out, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, we have a great show for you guys. Fucking shit!
Damn. He even made eye contact with Bart. Is he coming or giving birth?
Jerry, get off of me!
Get off me!
Come here, motherfucker! the fuck, bro? God damn.
Fucking tantric.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about. All right.
Woo-hoo! That is fucking... Wow. That is tantric.
Wow.
That was intense. That was intense.
You guys got a cigarette?
No. I wish I could smoke one myself right now.
Fuck, I think I came.
Bam.
I'm about to go home myself. Shit. That puts me to shame.
I know. I was like, fuck, I've never come like that before. I was just like, ugh.
You haven't lived.
Wow. He's like, tantric boys. That's tantric.
This is a show that man, you guys got to watch it. I've only watched one episode. It was a Fox episode. Uh-huh.
This motherfucker falling asleep.
Jerky brain is
a little tired.
Fucking mush right now.
Tired. I think it's called Accused.
Accused.
Holy fuck. That's a mind fuck right there. The best show I've seen where, like, have you guys seen 24?
Yeah.
And have you seen, like, midway through the fucking show, it's like you have this intense, what do you call it? Like
orgasm?
Anxiety. No, not a orgasm, because I've already had that. But intense anxiety because so much is going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this show is a lot like that. Okay. It's called Accused. And every episode is different. It's kind of like Black Mirror.
Okay.
Where every episode is different, but it's trying to show you a different... like a
perspective
lesson. Lesson or perspective, right. Yeah. Okay. And the first episode I watched... you guys have to watch it, but some guy's son is a little crazy, and he's in danger of doing like a school shooting. Mm. And in his mind, he's like, "I'd rather kill my son than him kill a lot of people."
Yeah.
And he really thinks about this, things like this. Well, it's an amazing show. You guys should really watch it.
Accused.
And it's called Accused, and it's on Fox, but I watched it on Hulu. You guys won't be disappointed. I really think you guys are watching. It's gonna be one of those shows that you're just gonna love. You're gonna love it.
Why are you out of breath, bro?
I'm just tired, bro.
He's not gonna make it.
He's not gonna make it.
I gotta take a nap, bro. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your breath.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen. Para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast.
Stop it,
disculpas. No tienes